Sacramento Mayor Jill Steinberg wants to put a group together to buy the Sacramento Bee. The effort comes as the newspaper's parent company, McClatchy, is in Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now to talk about this story and other business news. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
I thought a hedge fund was going to buy McClatchy and the Bee.
Yeah, well, that was the original plan. As part of its bankruptcy, McClatchy proposed being sold to New Jersey-based Chatham Asset Management. But Mayor Steinberg told the Sacramento Bee he wants to put together a local ownership group to buy the city's hometown paper. A spokeswoman for the mayor told us Steinberg wants to keep an independent journalism operation in Sacramento, and he's talking to potential investors.
Now, would this be for the entire McClatchy chain or just the Sacramento Bee?
Well, Steinberg is focusing his efforts only on the Sacramento Bee. He plans to have a meeting later this month with investors and local leaders to talk about an ownership structure.
So does Steinberg want the city to be one of the paper's new owners?
No. The mayor told the Sacramento Bee that the city itself would not and should not be an owner or sponsor of the paper.
Hmm. Well, speaking of the Bee, there's that huge apartment complex that's being built where the Bee's old parking garage used to be at 21st and Q Streets in Midtown. What's the latest on that? There's like more than 250 apartment units under construction there, right?
Right, and there's also retail space under construction. This week, we learned a locally owned Chinese restaurant has signed on to fill some of that retail space in the project, which is called the Press Building.
And what's the name of the restaurant?
Well, the restaurant is called Journey to the Dumpling, and they're known for their soup dumplings, and they've already have a strong following in Elk Grove.
And when will they open?
That could open at the end of the year.
And do you know some of the other businesses planning to move in?
Well, there's one other confirmed retail tenant, F45 Training.
Is that like a gym or something?
Yeah, you're pretty much right. This is a fitness chain that was founded in Australia. Actor Mark Wahlberg is an investor, and this chain has one other Sacramento area location, which is in Rocklin. One other retail spot remains, and a retail broker for the project said that space is seeing very strong interest.
This past Tuesday was California's presidential primary, and I'm just wondering, were there any races that you or the Business Journal were watching, maybe had a local business angle or anything?
Nothing with a major local business angle, but there is a business story about Sacramento City Councilman Alan Warren and a project in the city of Elk Grove.
Yeah, Warren was running for re-election on Tuesday, and based on the results, looks like he's headed for a runoff election in November. But how is a Sacramento City Councilman connected with an Elk Grove project?
Well, a for-profit university called California North State University is proposing to build a hospital in Elk Grove, and they brought Warren on as a development consultant close to a year ago. Warren is a developer and founder of New Phase Development, as well as a Sacramento City Councilman.
So consulting, what does that mean, consulting about what?
Warren says he plans to help the Elk Grove Hospital navigate environmental reviews and the entitlement process. That's expected to include taking questions and comments from residents.
And why is he doing this?
Well, he thinks this project would bring a significant economic benefit to the region, along with adding new medical capacity to Elk Grove. In fact, he thinks the proposed hospital could ultimately have a bigger economic impact than Golden One Center in downtown Sacramento.
Well, is everybody on board with this project, or are there opponents?
Yeah, actually, the project has seen some criticism. This would be a big deal for Elk Grove. It's expected to cost at least $750 million. It's attracted some criticism from residents, however.
And what are they saying?
Some Elk Grove residents say the university hasn't been transparent about the project. California North State officials have declined to disclose who's funding the proposed hospital. Other project opponents include business owners at the Stone Lake Landing Shopping Center, which would be demolished to make way for the hospital. Some residents also oppose the scale of the project.
And how is Warren responding to those criticisms?
Well, at a recent community forum, he acknowledged that the project has had missteps. Despite those missteps, he thinks the university leaders' intentions have been positive and right.
Any idea when construction could start on this?
The city of Elk Grove is currently reviewing plans for the project. University officials hope to break ground as soon as possible and open the hospital by 2022, despite the criticism it's received. It would be located next to the university's campus near Elk Grove Boulevard and Interstate 5.
Is Warren like the only public figure working on this?
No, California North State University has been working with former Elk Grove Mayor Gary Davis since 2018. He's apparently one of several spokespeople for the project and has reportedly led community meetings about it.
All right. Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You can follow her on Twitter at SSorichSacBiz. And you'll find more business news at capradio.org/business.